Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, folks, and welcome to our very special end-of-year review.
Welcome.
Yeah. How are we going to do this, Matt? We've got three sorts of subjects, haven't we?
We've got three categories, I guess. Heroes, villains, and the departed. Yeah. So in a kind of quick-fire, festive, end-of-year way, should we just go... Should we start with heroes and go ping-pong, and I'll name one.
So you start yours,
all right.
And I'll do one of
all right,
mine.
So yeah, first of all, we're going to go with heroes. And my first hero is Donald Tusk, who has been, again, having occupied the role from 2007 to 2014, Polish Prime Minister since December the 13th. And this is really important because he stopped the PAS, the Law and Justice Nationalist Party, which has been in power since 2015, and he's got a huge task restoring rule of law, media freedom, judicial independence, LGBT rights. But it's good news, and I think that, you know, he's known, of course, all over the UK as the European Council president who said there was a special place in hell for Brexiteers.
Yeah,
so we like him for that as well. But I think he's a proper hero. He's given the anti-populist cause room for hope.
Agreed. Well, my first hero is the great Esther Ranson.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And you know, she came into the news the last couple of weeks for the saddest of reasons. She's got stage 4 terminal cancer, and she's entering the last great campaign of a fantastically campaigning life, you know. And I think if anyone of our kind of era has known Esther Ranson all our lives
as
a great, great campaigner
Childline,
and a great person.
Life.
And now she's campaigning for a better way to end lives, which is incredibly sad, but she did it with such grace, you know, I thought, in the interview with Amal Rajan and Nick Robinson on their podcast, that I just thought it was a wonderful reminder of what great campaigning journalism can be, and I wish her nothing but good luck.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
76 years old and still at it. He's, you know, he holds a climate initiative in, I didn't know this until this year, he holds a climate initiative in Vienna every June, and it's one of the most important dates in the environmental calendar. Some people think it's more consequential than COP. In the meantime, he's been issuing video messages on race hate. He's sort of like a hyper-modern version of Franklin D. Roosevelt with his fireside talks, you know. He did a book called Be Useful, which is very good and readable, a Netflix documentary series called Arnie, which we talked about on the podcast before. And I think what's great about him is he represents a sort of liberal internationalist center-right America, which is totally odds with the cult of MAGA and Trump and all those.
Agreed.
Those lot. And I think, you know, all power to his elbow.
And I also like about him that his own recognition that he is a flawed character. But
absolutely.
There is that people have a comeback, you know, and he's done that magnificently.
We all make mistakes.
We'll get
to the chopper.
We will be back.
Get down.
Now, my next hero is Carol Vorderman.
Brilliant.
Who may be, actually, now I'm just thinking about it for the first time, she may be the successor to Esther Ranson in some ways. You know, she
in many ways,
absolutely bold and strong, full of integrity, fearless on social media. If you're not following her on X, then you should do so. And I think somebody who does what all great campaigners do, she goes for it 100%. And boy, oh boy, she rattled some cages this year. And she
really
will,
has.
She will rattle some more in 2024. So more power to Carol's elbow.
Tracy Ann Oberman, who I went in March to see the premiere of her new version of The Merchant of Venice. It's called The Merchant of Venice 1936. She plays Shylock, and the brilliant idea is that it's reset, the play is reset, in the context of the Battle of Cable Street with Moseley's black shirts. And she's a force for good. It's the play is terrific. It's transferring to the West End in the new year. And she's just been a solid opponent of anti-Semitism and, in fact, all forms of racism. And she did so during the Corbyn era. She's still doing it now. And she's culture, British culture at its very best, I think.
Brilliant. I agree completely with that.
So that winds up our hero section. Now let's kick off villains. And, you know, I have to go number one with Robert Jenrick.
Yes.
Has there ever been a more opportunistic Vicar of Bray? I don't know. This is a guy who, you know, rightly nicknamed Generic. And he's surfing the tide of the populist right along with his former boss, Suella Braverman. And you'll recall that in July, he insisted that a cartoon mural of Disney characters be painted over at a children's asylum centre in Dover. This was when he was still immigration minister. In December, he resigns as immigration minister. This has to be announced live by Braverman's ill-named successor, James Cleverly, in the House of Commons, because it happens while he's trying to defend the new Rwanda bill, which Jenrick says is not tough enough, and he wants out of the European Convention on Human Rights and international commitments. But the rhetoric which he uses is so irresponsible. He talks about the risk of igniting what he calls the red-hot fury of the British people. I think it's irresponsible politics at its very worst, and exactly why, you know, we need to get rid of this lot.
Agreed with that. My first villain is a double act. It's Michelle Mohan and Doug Barrowman.
Oh, they have to be in.
Who, you know, we are about to embark on litigation against, but more importantly, you know, sit there thinking that they are scapegoats in some sort of strange way for having ended up with £65 million of profit from the COVID PPE scandal. And I think they epitomise a kind of corruption and entitlement and a sense of impunity that is all too rife now at the higher end of British life and needs stamping out. They're the Laurel and Hardy of the moral high ground, I think. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go next with Vivek Ramaswamy. I wrote about him for the New European in August. And he's not going to be the Republican candidate. Clearly, he's behind Trump, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley in most polls. But he's made a lot of noise, and we should take him seriously because he's a warning of what might lie beyond Trump as the MAGA movement mutates. He's a 38-year-old biotech tycoon with Indian Hindu immigrant parents, first millennial to run for the Republican nomination. And the point about Ramaswamy is he understands that in today's distorted political world, attention matters more than experience, wisdom, credentials, or persuasive argument. And the point about that is he will say anything. So he alleges the government hasn't been truthful about, the US government hasn't been truthful about 9/11. He's insinuated that government agents were involved in the January 6th insurrection. What's all that about? And he, more recently, he's really dabbled in the nasty stuff with the great replacement theory, the idea that an unshadowy cabal, often he didn't say of Jews, but that's often the insinuation, is replacing whites in Western countries with people of colour from other countries.
Right.
I mean, this is truly wicked. This is not just playing. This is wicked politics. So he's a villain for me.
Yeah, well, mine's a case of wicked politics as well, and it's Suella Braverman.
Ah, well.
You know, perhaps the most pointed example of some of the vile rhetoric that's been cast about around migration and immigration and asylum seekers in the last 12 months. And I kind of hope that we've heard the last of her, but I suspect that we haven't. And I think after what seems like possibly an inevitable Labour victory, when the Tory party starts to fall apart, I think she'll emerge again. And she represents to me all that is bad about this country. So, Suella, you made the cut. The villains of the year. Well done.
Absolutely. My final villain of 2023 is Javier Milei, the president of Argentina, known as El Loco, the madman, which is not a good sign, is it? He's proud of that.
Yeah.
He's only been in Congress in Argentina since 2021. His hair makes Boris Johnson look like a Sandhurst cadet. He carries a chainsaw. He has cloned dogs. He speaks to his dead pets. I mean, there's nothing that is not loopy about this guy.
Yeah.
But he's dangerous. I mean, he's socially conservative, economically libertarian. He's already devalued the peso by more than 50%. One of his allies said of the protesters that have already taken to the streets, and I quote, prison or bullet. You know, we're looking at authoritarianism that is all too familiar to Argentinians.
Yeah.
He's already cut 9 of 18 government ministries, promised to stop new infrastructures, lay off new hired government workers. This is a sign of what populism that slashes the state looks like.
Yeah.
And it's really nasty. And I fear for Argentina, which is, as you say, a beautiful country.
It is indeed.
It's
okay.
Right wrong-un.
Well, talking of right wrong-uns, Vladimir Putin. And almost...
still the original and best.
Well, exactly. You know, almost too obvious to say, but no. I think it's important that we keep him bubbling up at the top of that list, because the danger is that, you know, Ukraine, everyone's got bored of the war, you know, in the media over here. I can't remember the last time I saw it on a front page. We should do it on our front page very soon, just to remind people it's still going on and it's still possibly the most existential threat to European peace.
It really is.
You know, and it's all being perpetrated by this guy in Moscow. So we've got to try and keep Putin isolated as a bad guy and not let him seep his way back into international favour somehow. Which
he's running out the clock for Trump, isn't he? He's waiting for Trump.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Trump.
Right, so should we move on to...
Dearly Departed.
The Dearly Departed.
Well, I'll kick off with Sinead O'Connor, who died in July, only 56, far too young. And, you know, look back at... that album in 1990, I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got, which included the monster hit Nothing Compares to You, written by Prince. She was a social activist. She was a very early campaigner against abuse in the Catholic Church. But she also, and I think this is often forgotten, she had a great sense of humour. There's a, if you want to see it, check out the video on YouTube where she sings All Kinds of Everything, of all things, with Terry Hall, who died a year ago, December 2022. It was 2005, that version. It's lovely. She wrote a lovely memoir called Rememberings, and there's a, if you want a sort of poignant but lovely documentary, it's called Nothing Compares, made by Catherine Ferguson again last year. You know, a wonderful creative
super
talent.
Super brave, unique, fearless. Yeah. All the
damaged, all the, you know, all the things that you, yeah, but, you know. Yeah.
So my first Dearly Departed is Mr. Paul O'Grady.
Tremendous.
Lover of dogs, great Scouse, funny man. But I met him many times.
Did you?
At the Daily Mirror's Pride of Britain Awards. My favourite memory of him was him just smoking away at the table at the Pride of Britain Awards, you know, with all these kids around. He was just sort of fumigating all these kids. But they all loved him, you know, because he could talk to anybody. Yeah. He was an absolute, you know, just a joy to be around. No airs and graces about him at all. And he always remembered your name. So I remember I'd see him once a year and I'd speak to him for 2 or 3 minutes. He'd come up and say, Matt, how are you? You know, and that trust me, that goes a long way with
me. Of course, he was obviously a very nice guy.
A lovely, lovely guy. And also a bit of a kind of, ahead of his time in terms of gender fluidity, you know, and opening the way, you know, and accepting, you know, I can wear a dress, you know. It's
you know, he really, funny, you know,
drag queen.
Drag queen par excellence, very much so.
So, sorely missed.
My next one is Cormac McCarthy, who died June, age 89. I didn't realise until I read the obits that he'd been born Charles, which wouldn't have been as good a byline, but never mind. Yeah. A sort of reclusive genius, and wrote in the tradition of Faulkner, Melville, Hemingway, stripped down, stark, violent about Appalachia and the American Southwest.
Yeah.
And so many classics. I've been having a bit of a sort of McCarthy fest over the Christmas period, and he, you know, Blood Meridian, 1985. Yeah. A lot of people think it's the great American novel.
Yeah.
No Country for Old Men, of course, which was made into a great movie, which won the Best Picture at the Academy Awards, and then The Road, 2006, which finally won him a Pulitzer Prize. Yeah. And it's very contemporary because a lot of what he wrote about McCarthy was about borders. And the violence of borders and what happens to people at borders. Yeah, and I think that's he will last, I think.
Oh,
incredible
sure.
writer.
For sure. The Road made me cry throughout. And I think there's something particular about a father and son
and relationship. And he admitted in one of his very rare interviews that it was about his relationship with his son.
Yeah.
You know, him opening up.
It's such an amazing book.
It's a really amazing book.
So bleak and terrifying, but it's hard to read without blubbing away. So my next one is Terry Venables.
Oh, of course.
Just because I think for a great chunk of time, El Tel, he was such a kind of popular figure. He was in the front pages of the newspapers and he was on the back pages. And he also nearly brought us to glory, you know, and he was such a great manager, he was a great player. And I was going to say he's a very honest guy. Well, maybe there's a question mark over that about some of his business dealings, because there was always stuff around Terry Venables and business. But he was a great grafter and a real talent and a super communicator. And I met him once I came back from parking my car in Hyde Park near the Serpentine. And my wife was stood by the car. And she said to me, as though she was describing somebody 100 metres away, she said, "There's Terry Venables." And I looked and he was as close to me as you are now. Right? Just beaming at me.
El Tel
in a silver puffer Gillette thing.
Brilliant.
And I just said, "Oh, hello, Terry." And he went, "All right, mate." You know, and that was that. But you could see in his eyes, he was a lovely, sparkly guy.
Iconic.
Big iconic miss, yeah.
So my last one is Glenda Jackson, who died in June, aged 87. Now, you know, such a career. 2 Oscars for Women in Love and Touch of Class. Famous for her Morecambe and Wise appearance in 1971. And then she goes and becomes a political practitioner. And Gordon Brown wrote a lovely tribute to her in The Guardian. And he said, and I wonder if he was thinking of a bit of Tony Blair. He said, "Politicians love it when they become celebrities. Rarely do celebrities aspire to be politicians. Glenda Jackson was the exception in British public life," which I thought was very tart and lovely.
Yeah.
She was Minister of Transport for 2 years under Blair, but she wasn't really happy being in government. I think she was an MP. And she represented Hampstead and Highgate for 23 years. And then after that, she went off and had a sort of late Indian summer on the stage. I remember seeing her as Leah at the Old Vic in 2016, and she was absolutely stunning. And she, just before she died, she acted with Michael Caine in Oliver Parker's The Great Escaper, which opened to rave reviews sadly after her death. But she was just an extraordinary public servant, but also an amazing actress, and I think much missed.
Brilliant. And then we can't leave the following character off the list at this time of year. Shane McGowan.
I could have been someone.
So could anyone. Have you seen that documentary where Jerry Adams is talking to him?
Yeah.
And Jerry Adams says, they're talking about Fairy Tale in New York, and Jerry Adams says to him, "I could have been someone, well, so could anyone. That's one of the great lines. That's what it's all about, isn't it? And McGowan just goes, yeah, I was quite impressed with it myself.
Quite. He's taken a lot. There's some. I've noticed some quite snide pieces recently about, oh, you know, he went to private school and he wasn't really Irish. He was Irish. He was properly Irish. And the music is at its best. This wonderful blend of sort of post punk and folk. And there's nothing. There's nothing like it.
Totally.
And you know, when you heard Nick Cave at the funeral singing "A Rainy Night in Soho," it's amazing. Magic.
Amazing. Amazing.
Amazing man.
Amazing. Well, such a. Maybe a sad way to the end of the year on the departed.
Yeah, but they're all, you know, all these people we've mentioned.
Yeah.
Will, you know, they'll survive in posterity, I think.
They're inspiring,
None of the ones that we've mentioned, I think, will be forgotten quickly.
No.
And some of them, I think, will be remembered for a very long time.
Well, listen, folks, I hope you all have a wonderful New Year celebration.
Yes, stay have safe. A great time.
Don't overdo it, but have fun.
Enjoy.
And
drink responsibly.
Yes.
Act responsibly. This is a public service announcement from the two Matts.
And if you have any New Year's resolution, let me suggest one to you. Subscribe to the New European.
What a good resolution.
From just £1 a week.
What a good resolution.
You couldn't do much better than helping to fight against the nationalism and the corrosive right-wing stuff we've seen that helped ruin 2020.
We'll be painting it hard in 2024, we promise.
Blow the bloody doors off.
Blow the bloody doors off.
You can help us. Go to theneweuropean.co.uk/subscribe, and from just £1 a week, you can be part of the party. And with that, I'm going to bid you Happy New Year.
It's Happy New Year from me.
It's Happy New Year from him.
Happy New Year!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.